Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2011. Israel conducts a successful test of a new ballistic missile propulsion system, and the Jerusalem municipality has handed out 5 more eviction notices in East Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Israel has conducted a successful test firing of a ballistic missile on Wednesday from the military airbase of Palmahim. Israel did not release information about the missile, and the plume of white smoke visible throughout central Israel is the only indication of what has transpired. Speculation is of course rife, with suspicion falling on scenarios that the military is testing its propulsion technology of a new ballistic missile, with the BBC and Israeli daily Haaretz suggesting the test indicates Israel's intention to destroy Iran's developing nuclear facilities. The Israeli army arrested 5 Palestinian residents from the refugee camp of Al Ain near the West Bank city of Nablus on Wednesday. All were transferred to an undisclosed location. Local Palestinian sources stated that 8 Israeli military jeeps invaded the city at dawn and broke into several houses in different neighbourhoods. In related news, the army has also detained a Palestinian resident from Al Arub refugee camp near the city of Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank. Security sources said that the Israeli military launched an incursion into the camp and detained a man aged 20. Israeli settlers set fire to a tractor belonging to a Palestinian farmer after trying to attack him in the neighbourhood of Al-Aqaba, in the southern west part of the West Bank city of Nablus. The driver fled the scene as the settlers set fire to the tractor before leaving local residents to put out the fire. The settlers are believed to be from the nearby illegal settlement of Itamar. More Palestinians were arrested in annexed East Jerusalem, including 4 youth and 3 minors. All were arrested on suspicion of hurling stones and Molotov cocktails at Israeli military jeeps and a Jewish religious school, and of pouring oil in the street to disrupt the traffic. Their leader, aged 17 years old, was also arrested in the sweep, conducted by the Israeli Internal Security Agency, the Shabak, who have confirmed that youth and children were not part of an organisation and that they acted alone. The Jerusalem municipality has decided to demolish 5 homes in Silwan town, in occupied East Jerusalem, reported at Wadi Hilwa Information Centre in Silwan. The demolition notices were handed out amidst several Israeli media outlets confirming that Israel has approved the construction of the King Solomon Garden in Silwan, and that this implementation will lead to the demolition of 22 Arab homes. The garden will be an extension of the King David settlement in Wadi Hilwa. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, October 2nd daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and me, William Gibson.